Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Shviyas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Masaklin, you can clear the stones. Like skila means when a person's stoned. Here, Masaklin means clearing the stones. You can clear the stones from a field all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, meaning during the 6th year, up until Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. Furthermore, Mekarsimin. Mekarsimin means to cut off the branches that are no longer alive on the trees. That's going to make the tree stronger. Mizardin. This is where you sometimes make a tree thinner so that it grows better. You cut off some of the live branches. Mefasalin. That means taking the psilas, taking the parts of the tree that somehow got rotten or decayed. All this can be done ad Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year, meaning during the 6th year until Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. Reason being, even if you did it during Shemitah, it would only be Aser Midrabanan. And Mele, it's Mutter the entire year, all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kizeiruda uvipsula shel chamishes kach shoshishes. We'll soon touch the words. But bear in mind, the Tanakhama was not matir to do these things only until Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year, during the 6th year, until Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. Rabbi Yeshua holds, just like you can do this from the 5th year going into the 6th year, you can do it from the 6th year going into the 7th year. Rabbi Yeshua says once again, Kizeiruda ukipsula shel chamishes, just like when it comes to thinning out the branches or removing the rotten branches that grew in the 5th year. You can do that during the 6th year. Kach shel shishes. You can take also the trees of the 6th year, thin the branches, remove the parts that aren't good, even during Shemitah. You're not trying to help the tree grow. You're protecting it from getting worse. A third sheet that Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon is the most machmir. In this case, Rav Shimon says, Kol zman shani rishoy b'avoida se'ilin, as long as I'm allowed to do other kinds of work on the tree, like plowing the soil around it, shoy ani b'psuloy, I can remove the parts that aren't good. Once you can't plow around it, then you can't even cut away, let's say, the branches that aren't good. And being that Rav Shimon taught us in the very first mission of this Perek that a stay ilon can be plowed until Shavuos of the 6th year, not afterwards, so you can't do any of these things either after Shavuos. The Bat Nur explains you also can't prune or thin the tree. Okay, so you're a Rav and someone's asking you a Shaila, according to this Mishnah. I want to thin the branches, I want to cut away the bad leaves, until when can I do it? You're going to tell the person, the three Shitas. The Tanakhama holds until Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. Rabbi Yeshua says even during the 7th year. And Rabbi Shimon says only until Shavuos of year number 6.